This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent,
Paul's youngest son.
And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Now, before we get into the calls, my family, my wife and two daughters went blueberry picking yesterday at Parley Farms in Chelmsford, and it was so much fun listening to you know, both the daughters wanting to pick them, and my oldest daughter saying, Daddy, we got to go over here. There's more blueberries over here. Well, we're in a giant field of blueberries, but it was awesome to hear them so excited to be doing that. So it was, we picked a little bit more than we thought we would. Ended up getting about 7 pounds of blueberries for four of us, so we'll end up freezing some. I've already had some blueberry pancakes made by my wife tonight, so this morning. So, but it was a pretty cool event to do. Try to get out there in the different seasons and pick different types of fruits. We didn't get to do any strawberry picking this year. We were just a couple minutes too late as they closed the field for the day. But we're trying that, keeping that family traditions alive. We've been trying to go apple picking each year and continue it with strawberries, blueberries, etc. So get out there with that family. It's still time to be doing that. And at the Parley Farm in Chelmsford, there was tons of blueberries. So I was pretty excited, and they taste amazing. You know, it was great. They have a big sign that says 1 to 2 blueberries you can taste. And my daughter took that as 1 to 2 blueberries per row, but we'll take that. That's all right. All right, we're gonna go into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Sue in Rochester.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a dictamnus, which is the gas plant. And okay. I purchased it from a local nursery, and the poor thing is still necroptic. It's only got three stems of leaves coming off of it. And you know when you've got the pot forever and you're not keeping them clean, and it had that lichen, that wet green lichen growing around the base of the plant where the root meets the plant.
Yep.
So I cleaned that all up, and you know you've got to wear gloves because it's so highly poisonous. They say, you know, wear long sleeves, wear gloves, don't get them near you, don't get it near you. So I cleaned it up as best I could, and I put it in a good spot because the other recommendation is, you know, find a good sunny spot for it and then leave it alone, put it there. So my question is, the stems are probably 18 inches maybe, and one of them's even kind of flopped over, and it really looks like that poor plant's probably been in the pot. I would, from my experience, I would say that plant was probably sitting in that pot for at least 2 seasons, maybe 3.
Okay.
You know, I mean, just suffering. So I put some root tone in there and gave it a really good base, and my soil is amazing anyway. I'm a real freak about amending. So, and I haven't been overwatering it, but I have been hitting it with the Peters.
And
just straight across, not a, I'm not using a higher phosphorus, so I'm not really trying to push those roots, which I probably should. However, the question I guess I have for you is the base of the plant is green, even though the leaves are older, because, you know, I suppose that was the first part of this thing sprouting up this spring, I'm sure. But now the tips are very, very yellow. It's like you can see, and you can see sort of the veining in the leaf starting to come to be a little bit darker green as the plant gains energy from being out of the pot and in real soil. I'm okay. Wondering if I should cut it. Should I cut it back two-thirds? Should I cut it at all? Should I, you know, what, how am I, how should I trim that thing? Should I, or should I leave the leaf that it's got so it can get as much energy from the sun, or are those leaves pulling more energy out of the plant?
So did you say that the veins of the leaves is darker green and the rest of it's a little bit more yellow?
I would say the bottom third of the plant is green. So obviously that spring, they threw some fertilizer in it, you know, probably some Osmocote or something. Everybody does that. You throw them in the pot and then there you go for the season. And so I think the initial growth on that plant this spring probably was good. It looked like it's been getting overwatered, and like I said, it had that dark, you know, that dark green scummy lichen that grows around the base of the plants when they, you know, I had to peel that all off. It was gross. But then I would say probably the middle third of the plant is starting to get necroptic, and then the last third of those stems, the leaves are necroptic. But the veining in the leaves is starting to get green, and what I'm thinking is that instead of feeding the plant, it's pulling energy from the roots and taking too much effort from the plant to keep that one third top,
mm-hmm.
you know, starting to get green.
Well,
when I hear
that the vein part is starting to get that darker green, the first thing I think of is a nutrient deficiency. It doesn't
right,
have enough
obviously.
Iron in it.
Right.
So I'd look
and
at
and I've got chelated iron in the soil. I mean, the soil is amended to the max. It's got every kind of thing in it. I bought this thing. I just happened to see it. I was so happy to see it. It's been a long time since I've seen a Dictamnus for sale, and I was excited. So I didn't care what condition it was in. I figured I could, you know, take it home and fix it. But, the soil, I threw iron in the soil this spring, and it was that chelated, so I put a lot of it around my evergreens. But I did throw it throughout, broadcast it through the garden footprint. And, you know, it's got manure, and I use plant tone, and it's got lots and lots of stuff in there. But
yeah,
should
so
I cut it?
I don't think I would cut it. I think it has a little bit to do with just that iron. Cause what I'm thinking has happened is you put it in early in the spring, nutrients, all the additives to the soil. And I think some of it's kind of gone out of it. What it also happened is the plant, you know, was in that pot. It's now into the soil. It's starting to push its roots out. And anything that was in the pot, you know, any of the fertilizers that were there have kind of been leached out.
Oh, yeah.
So it's gotten into a nicer soil. But, you know, all the other plants that are there that have been there have kind of used up those nutrients. So
right,
I'd look
right.
at trying to get,
okay.
you know, see if there's like an iron, a liquid iron. They used to have like an ironite. But you could use anything that has a heavy iron in it, granular.
Okay.
At this point, you know, even the iron tone from Espoma, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that's gonna help bring up that instant green to it. But
okay.
When you put it in there, did you use any like transplant shock type fertilizer,
Biotone? I put the root tone. I put the Biotone.
Root tone.
The root tone.
Okay.
Yeah, I put it in there. You know, mix it. I always do that, and I mix it all around.
Perfect.
And yeah, I. So it had plenty in there, and of course, you know, coming up the roots. So it's wherever the roots are going, it's going to meet that stuff.
Okay. So
I'm not concerned about that. I just didn't know because I know it's kind of a woody plant.
Yep.
And I know what they look like when they're mature, and that's why I had bought that plant, because I don't care what it looks like now. When it matures, it's going to be spectacular. But they are very woody.
Yep. So one other thing I'd like to see you look at is, so those the gas plant likes a more alkaline type soil. So okay. maybe adding some lime to that soil bring up the pH. You said you had a bunch of evergreens. Maybe some of those evergreens in the area with the more acidic fertilizer has pulled.
Pretty far away.
It's a possibility, but again, you know, they do like an alkaline soil.
Okay.
So adding some lime to that soil will definitely help bring that pH level up. And I think with the iron, you know, iron's going to help green it up. Continue on with any of the, you know, if you've done any of the liquid fertilizers, continue with that for the rest of the season. But I think the iron's going to help. I also think that the lime's going to, you know, it's going to take some time for the lime to really do its thing. But again, you want more alkaline soil there. And then,
this is some pretty fast acting stuff, so that's good. Yeah, excellent to know that. And because of the shape it's in, and because it's a poisonous plant, I always think about when you're dealing with a plant that's not supposed to be touched, should you be cutting it at all? I mean, for winter, should I just let it winter over and just mulch around it, or should I cut it? I mean, obviously
pot. Cut it in the fall. Just based on what'll happen is it'll start to rot over the winter and get leached into the soil that way. I'd rather you cut it back, put it into a compost pile, or even put it in like the trash just to get rid of it so it's not going to mix in anything. That's what I would do, definitely.
Okay.
All right, Sue,
thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to a break, but our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-1461. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so we're going to go right into that. Nathan, who's up next? Bill's in Massachusetts. Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about vanilla strawberry hydrangea.
Okay.
Which I bought 2 years ago. I put in the spring of 2017. And it's... the plant is basically just growing on the ground. You know, I was hoping it would grow up in a shrub, you know, like a shrub. And the garden newsletter that you put out about 3 weeks ago had a picture of a beautiful one.
Yep.
And that's what I'm hoping to have. But this just looks like basically a pile of branches and flowers laying on the ground.
Okay. Now... it does take about 3 years for it to get developed, to get stronger, but you should have had some upright growth at this point in time.
Yeah.
What are the conditions is it that it's in?
It the sun starts hitting at about 7:30 in the morning and probably till about 2 or 2:30 in the afternoon, so it does not get full sun.
Yep. But that's still okay. You're getting the hottest part of the day. That 10 to 2 is like the hottest part of the day. So from 7 to 2 is a good amount. You're looking at what about 7 hours of sun? That would be considered pretty close to the full sun.
And it's got the flowers on there. Excuse me. And they're pretty big, but they're just basically laying right on the ground. And the branches look strong, but it's almost like they come up and they just turn like 90 degrees and. And they're just laying down.
Now, are you noticing that they're laying down at all times of the year or only when they flower?
I don't know that I think it's pretty much all the time.
Okay. So a suggestion for you of what you could do is they have... they're like peony rings, but they're smaller to help... get the plant a little bit stronger early in the season. You know, when you're, when it's starting to grow, starting to push those leaves out. It's like a, it's a stick with like a, just a little loop at the end, a small loop, okay, that you, yeah, could actually put on some of the branches to help keep it upright. What, okay, I think is happening, so a lot of times with a panicle type hydrangea that has large blossoms, the blossoms will just push them right over. And, right, and it's so heavy that until it really gets established, it's going to take some time for it to get, you know, it's not, it's going to take time that it doesn't keep falling over, etc. So that's why I look at this, okay, this, it's like a small peony ring, very small, almost like, you know, a couple of inches, like 2-3 inch circle at the top of this, stake. That, yep, you can put around the stem, you can get a few of them to build up there. Or, if you're doing it at the beginning of the season, you can get a peony ring that has, like, the grow-through, where it has, like, a grid at the top of that big circle that's probably, like, 18 to 24 inches wide. And as it's, okay, growing, you can get it to push through there to help it for that season. Also, what I'd like to see you push on there is fertilizer-wise, something with a heavy middle number to help with the root development to get it stronger. So okay, you're looking like, I'd go with just like the triple phosphate of a 0-18-0, not the heavy superphosphate, to put on there. I'd also look at, you're going to trim them back early in the spring. Okay, you can also, okay, trim them back after they flower to try and rejuvenate them that way. But early spring, you get that cut back so it's shaped nicely. Then you can put that grow-through ring, that peony ring, to help with when it starts to shoot up, that it doesn't just fall over. Because a lot, okay, of times the weight of the flower will push them over, and it's just it, the plant is already kind of knowing what's going to happen later, and it kind of lays down, if you will. So yeah, I think that's going to really help it. But adding something to help develop the root system to grow stronger, and I think having that peony ring type for, you know, next season and maybe the season after is going to help the plant understand that it needs to get stronger and stay like that, especially with the root development. I really think that's going to be there, because usually about the third or fourth year is when it really grows strongest.
Okay. Would Plantone be okay for that? Or
Plantone would be fine to do early in the year, but I'd try to get the triple phosphate early to push some of that root growth.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Pepper, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great one. Going. Thank you. We're going to be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for many of the victims of convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein says Epstein's suicide means he took the easy way out.
We wanted Jeffrey Epstein to face justice. We wanted that day when he would be held accountable. My clients felt that that's when the healing could truly begin, and now they've been deprived of that.
That's attorney Lisa Bloom speaking after Epstein was found dead in his New York City prison cell earlier Saturday morning.
President Trump saying the U.S. will reciprocate after several nations, including Germany, Japan, and Canada, issued travel warnings following a series of deadly mass shootings in the U.S. The president saying under his leadership, the U.S. is, quote, a very reciprocal nation, and it will do to others what they've done to us. And this is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leading in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're talking a little bit about the vanilla strawberry hydrangea, paniculata type hydrangea. Really cool one. My father really liked. He was really into the paniculata hydrangeas the past 5 years or so, and that was one of his favorites. It's a cool one. For those of you who don't know, it starts off with the pink on the bottom and will have to a white to the top, hence the vanilla strawberry. It's got the white and pink to it, so it's pretty cool. It'll start off with some of that white and fade into that pink, so it's a pretty cool one. Definitely take a look online to see if it's one that you would like. So there are a ton of different paniculata type hydrangeas. I think we had an article about it about 3 weeks ago in our newsletter. Our newsletters you can find at paulparent.com. If you want to look into it, excuse me, you can actually look at some of our newsletter archives. You can take a look at the different ones that we've had over the past. You can go all the way back to, 2013. So definitely take a look there. So that was something to take a look at. The newsletters are very informative. My father had written them over years, obviously with all of his experience. So it's definitely something to look at. Again, that's at paulparent.com. That's our website. A lot of good information there. You can even find where you can listen to old archives, old episodes of the show, that type of thing. So it's pretty cool. Every once in a while I'll go down there, I'll look at the old newsletters, see if there's some information. That's one of the ones that we always tend to do. We are putting out newsletters every Thursday for you with some great information. The previous one we started off, we even wish my older brother Matthew happy birthday on there. His birthday was August 8th, so it was a way of saying happy birthday. We don't get to see him all the time up here. He is in Florida, down there, and we're up here in New England, so we don't get to see him. But happy birthday, Matt. And I know you enjoyed it with the family, with Michael and Christina. So I had that out there. But, you know, it was a really good article, the different types of ferns. I mean, there are hundreds of ferns out there, and they all have some good information to you. So just take a look at that. And that was our current newsletter on the 8th of August here. And it has some really good ones at the bottom of this. It has things still to do in the garden, you know, what you can look at. What you can fertilize with on certain types, you know, like spirea, you know, the summer flowering spirea on here. It just mentions Anthony Water, Gold Flame, Little Princess. Since they're flowering, summer flowering, you know, they usually finish by the end of July, but you can actually cut them back to remove some of those faded flowers. You feed them with a 555 organic fertilizer or like a plant tone, they can actually come back to bloom in about 3 weeks and have about, you know, they'd have as much as 75% of the flowers that they did early summer. So, you know, it might be a cool thing to do. Again, it's the Spirea, Anthony Water, Gold Flame, or Little Princess, cutting them back by about 3 inches, fertilizing them with a, you know, the natural alternative 555 or plant tone, and that's going to push them back. And in about 3 weeks, you could have a second round of blossoms for it. Usually everybody says, oh, it's just a single flower. This is one you can actually do. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool tip that you might not have known, and that's in our newsletter. Our phone number today here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. If you're looking to fertilize some of your plants indoors, we have a great product out there. You can give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers or visit www.espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, this past week, I was out weeding some of the garden that I kind of let go. Some of the weeds had just popped. I'm embarrassed to say they might have been 2 to 3 feet tall. Some of them. It was just in a garden bed, I swear. But was cleaning up there, and I had a few plants that I had put in spots that I, you know, wanted to plant them there. Just hadn't had a chance to plant them yet, and they completely rooted in through the pot. So I've kind of left them there for the moment, and I'm saying, all right. I'm going to let them grow until it gets a little bit cooler, because when I pull this plant out, it's going to rip some of those roots out of the base, and I'm going to have to take the pot off. So I'm going to wait a little bit, use some of that Biotone starter, because I'm going to shock the plant when it goes in there. So just look at doing, you know, this fall when you're planting, use that Biotone starter fertilizer. I know I'm going to have to, because I want these plants to survive, but it was funny. I was like, all right, I'm going to get to these. And then I finally was getting to them, and the roots are just so strong underneath it. So at least they're good plants, so we'll get to them soon. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You?
I'm doing okay. I got a question about the lawn.
Okay.
I have a couple spots on the lawn that are pretty intense with weeds. They're about 3.5-4 foot in diameter. I was thinking, could I take the torch, like for melted mice in the wintertime, and just burn it?
You definitely could. They actually have torches out there. I think it's called like the Little Dragon or the Little Red Dragon that has that you can kill some of the weeds that way. It's a natural way of doing it instead of using, you know, a chemical or something along those lines.
Yeah, and that would kill it down to the root?
Yeah, it definitely would. It's so they show it a lot of times on pavement. You know, you use the torch and it burns to the roots that way. But I would do that in the lawn, in those big areas. You could definitely do that. Bring the hose out just in case. You never know.
You don't want it to
spread, but there is a use for it, of using a torch to cut the weeds back like that.
One other thing I heard of is vinegar.
Yep. So there is there are vinegar weed killers out there, but it kills pretty much everything. It's not a selective herbicide, if you will. I don't know the actual ratio of the vinegar, but they do have products out there that are vinegar based. There's a few out there. I was talking about this the other day and I forget the name of it, but it is vinegar based. Both of those are obviously organic ways to do it, but just realize once that's done, what I'd like to see you do is maybe even before doing a soil test to see what's going on with the lawn, because a lot of times the lawn will start to produce weeds when the pH is lower than 6 or it needs fertilizer, that type of thing. So that's why I'm suggesting the soil sample to tell you what's going on underneath there, so we can get you on a fertilization program or a liming program to bring that pH up, so that, you know, you're killing the weeds, but if they come back, it's not just due to not doing anything. It could be based on the acidity of the soil, etc. So just a suggestion to find out the pH, because the pH is very important in it. There could be other elements that you find on the soil test, but just killing the weeds might not be the only thing to do.
Right. And with burning it, I'd be able to, like, the next day plant grass seed and put some starter fertilizer down.
Oh, definitely. Usually the next couple days, because you're not putting a chemical down. What I would do is once you've burned it and you've, you know, seen it, turn black and or just kind of disappear as it's, you know, burnt up, clean up the area a little bit, get anything that's left there with like a rake, rough rake it, clean it up a little bit, and then just with that rake, once you've gotten it down to almost like the soil, scratch the soil itself so it has a little bit of like grit to it, if you will, so that when you throw down the seed, if you're going to put the seed down, that it has some sort of like, I'm not looking at holes, like deep holes, but like it has something to sit in into the soil. So when you water it in, it's not going to just move everywhere. It's going to kind of settle into that spot.
Yeah. All right, could I ask another question about a tree?
Sure.
All right, a friend of mine has a beautiful maple tree, and one of them, they're probably about 30 feet apart, one of them has a lot of the seed pods on it, and the other one has only a few.
Mm-hmm.
So is the tree with the seed pods and, plentiful, would that be a stronger tree to... What I'd like to do is take some of the pods and actually plant them, because it's a really nice tree and it's in the area, so it's not like you're thinking of taking that tree that was used to the down south and all of a sudden it's going through winter up here.
Yep, no, I understand. You can do that. I would take it from the one that's a little bit stronger, pushing out the seeds. But just, that process that you're going to have to go through, it's not just take the seed and put it right into the ground. If you wanted to get it a little bit stronger and get ahead, you're going to want to take that seed out, and you're going to want to throw it into like a bucket of water for about 10 days. Let it really absorb that water. It might even start to show root development. And then from there, then you can put it into the soil and mix it in. But again, putting in that water, letting it absorb some of that water, getting some of the root development started, that would be the best way to do it. You know, grab a bunch of them, you know, as many as you can, just to see which ones are going to start to throw roots earlier. Because if they're throwing roots earlier, then it's going to be easier for you to get a better growth from it.
And is it plant them like maybe an inch deep or?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, you know, probably about an inch deep, just to get them to start developed. You could go a little bit more, but I think the inch is going to be perfect for what you're looking for.
Okay. And should I put a certain fertilizer to help them start or let them?
So you could use like a rooting hormone to put in there. That would be the best one to do. Do it. I wouldn't use any of like the other types of fertilizers because it's still a seed. So it's not going to really absorb any like granular or liquid foods like that. That's why you could use that powder once it starts to have a little bit of the root development.
Is that something in the water, put the root hormone in it? So it's,
no, absorbed? I would do it after that 10 days in the water. And then, you know, put it around the seed itself and then put it into the soil that way.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to giving it a shot.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Paul. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next? Dottie's in Plymouth. All right, Dottie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have an unusual kind of a plant question.
Okay.
We have moss growing on the roof at our summer house in Cape Cod. And somebody suggested that I could mix up some white vinegar and water and spray it on the roof. But I figured I'd ask you for your opinion.
So there are moss killers specifically for roofs out there. The product I'm trying to think of is called Moss Out. That one, the main ingredients... what is it? I'm trying to think. That's probably the best one to use to mix on it. I'm trying to think of what the active ingredient is in it. I'm having a hard time thinking of it. But Moss Out for the roofs and walkways is the best. The vinegar and water, I mean, you could, but you don't want the vinegar to just sit up there too much. So it would depend on how you're using it. You know, if, are you using it like through a pressure washer? Are you using it from, you know, what are you using it with?
Well, the person who suggested it said to use one of the, you know, the containers that you put on your hose.
Yep.
And mix it up with vinegar and water and just use your hose and spray it on the roof. And then let it sit for a couple of hours. And then you could just rinse off the roof again. And then do it another day. So you do multiple treatments.
Okay.
It should be okay. But
yeah, you know, no. Okay.
I don't want to throw it on the roof.
No, that makes sense. So I, like I said, I wanted to see what it would do, you know, how you were doing it. So that is definitely a way you can do it. You know, you can add the vinegar and water. It will kill some of it. Bleach would also kill it. But I wouldn't go with the bleach, especially with the down.
You'll kill the plants all around the front of the house.
Exactly. That's why you don't want to use it. So the vinegar could go on there. I'm just afraid some of the vinegar, if it doesn't get mixed up enough, could go onto the plants itself. Okay. So that's one thing that, you know, I get a little nervous about.
We have a sky pencil holly, a regular holly, wigelia, and... can't think of the third plant in front that would be, you know, possible damage from the vinegar and water, because it's only on one section of the roof, which is really weird.
Yeah, no, my concern is the runoff. So you could use, so the product that is the moss out, you could also use wet and forget. Wet and Forget was a product my father would talk about all the time because of how great it was, and it was environmentally safe. You could actually use it and have the runoff on it. It comes in a solution that you could use. You mix in with the hose, etc. So there's a couple options for it to use. The Wet and Forget's one of my favorite just because I've seen it. I've seen what it can do. It can completely change the roof back to its normal look. You can also use it on patios. You can use it on anything that has moss or algae on it.
Okay. All right. I'll look into that one then.
Okay. The vinegar, you can definitely try it out. Just, you know, yes. The solution, I'm not sure of how much vinegar to water.
The person who suggested it was using it, she has a cobblestone driveway that has moss and things growing in it, and she uses 2-to-1 white vinegar.
So two parts vinegar, one part water, or the other way?
Yeah. Okay. 2 parts vinegar.
So vinegar is also used as a weed killer. So any of, if you have perennials underneath that area as well, be cautious of that. Because those are more herbaceous, they're not woody structures. They're like a green type branching, green leaf, you know, instead of being that woody structure, they're going to be weaker. So I almost feel like some of the wigelia might get burnt a little bit from it. So that's why I'm concerned, because it sounds like your friend is using it on a driveway, that type of thing, versus on a roof.
Yeah, on the ground versus the roof, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my concern, is the runoff. That's why I would go with the Wet and Forget or the moss out.
Okay.
All right.
I'll look at them both.
Great.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Nope.
All right. We're going to a break. The other side will be in our 9 o'clock hour, the final hour of the show. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. See you in a couple minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.